This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He's still alive for now. Robert Roberson, said to be shocked after the Texas Supreme Court paused his execution last night. He would have been the first person put to death for a murder conviction tied to shaken baby syndrome. The AP's Donna Warder.
Roberson was convicted of killing his 2-year-old daughter in 2002. Some medical experts say the child didn't die from abuse, but from complications related to pneumonia. Less than 2 hours before Roberson was to be put to death, a judge in Austin paused the execution. That decision was reversed by an appeals panel, but the state Supreme Court weighed in with its order to halt the execution. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump headlined the annual Al Smith charity dinner in New York last night, slamming Vice President Harris because she skipped the event.
If you really wanted Vice President Harris to accept your invitation, I guess you should have told her the funds were going to bail out the looters and rioters in Minneapolis, and she would have been here, guaranteed she would have been here. Guaranteed.
Vice President Harris recorded a video that was played on screen. She was campaigning in Green Bay, Wisconsin yesterday, where she talked about the challenges Americans face as they try to take care of elderly family members.
It is expensive to try and bring somebody in, and far too many people then have to quit their job to try and take care of their elder relatives. And that's not right.
North Korea reportedly now has sent 12,000 troops to support Russia's war against Ukraine. That's what South Korean intelligence has discovered, according to news reports. Hezbollah says its war with Israel is entering a new phase, saying it's used new types of missiles and drones for the first time. The Dow gained 161 points yesterday. The S&P lost 1 point. This is AP News. Thousands of fire pits are being recalled.
There has been a big recall of certain fire pits. Nearly 90,000 tabletop fire pits are being recalled after flames shooting out of them resulted in a handful of serious burn injuries. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Coulson-branded fire pits, which are designed to hold fires by burning liquid alcohol, pose a flame-jetting hazard. That could happen when a user is refilling the container and fire flashes back and propels the burning alcohol. So far, there have been 19 burn injuries. Most of the fire pits under recall were sold at major retailers like Amazon.com, Wayfair, Walmart, and Sharper Image. I'm Shelley Antler.
Mitzi Gaynor has died, the singer, actor, and dancer from the golden age of Hollywood musicals. She was 93. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.